This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. It's been a warm fall on the land where Ms. Muskete and I live in the desert grassland near the banks of the Oolote. We've had a couple light freezes, and then nighttime temperatures rose into the 40s and 50s, which seems far too warm. I was sure that the nighttime snake season around our home was over, and it was only going to be the daytime snake season. I forgot to tell the local rattlesnake population about that. And through October and into November, we've had early evening rattlesnakes. So it'll be dark outside, but early, 7:30-ish, 8 o'clock in the evening, rattlesnakes. All of those snakes, and there have been several, were announced to us by our dog, Farley. Sometimes Ms. Muskete and I work as a team catching them, or if one of us is alone, it's a little trickier. But a flashlight, a pitchfork for lifting, and an empty garbage can are the tools of our catch and release program. One night, I captured two rattlesnakes within an hour outside our kitchen door. And not too long ago, Ms. Muskete and I both removed one from our barn as kitties watched and Farley barked from behind. What's interesting to us is that some are diamondback rattlesnakes. And though I can go a few miles to some rocky hills and find diamondbacks quite readily, we rarely find them in the flats around our place, Mojave being the predominant rattlesnake near us. Both rattlesnakes, diamondbacks, and Mojaves are in the genus Crotalus, from the Greek for rattle, or, I'm not making this up, castanet. I think they should be called castanet snakes, yeah. And the specific epithet for Mojave, so its genus, Crotalus, species, Scutellatus, and that refers to two large scales between the eyes up to the front of the head, not right in the middle, but right toward the front of the eyes between them, instead of many small scales. I love this, the specific epithet for the diamondback, so it's Crotalus genus, and a species Atrox from Latin for hideous, terrible. It's the root for the word atrocious. Very cool, very cool. I too have been called atrocious, so I have something in common with the diamondback rattlesnake, and maybe I'll take up castanets. Hey, those light freezes did a little damage to our garden, and grasshoppers had already done most of our garden in. But our squash kept chugging along. Summer squash, you know, crooknecks, those beautiful yellow squash. We had gray squash. Every day, more squash despite frost and grasshoppers. I only had myself to blame, I realized, as early in the season, I was determined to not let the hideous, terrible, atrocious insect, the squash bug, eat our plants. And every day, it was mano a mano, or my manos against the soft bodies of squash bugs. I crushed hundreds of adults and nymphs with no guilt. Squash bugs stink. Did you know that? Oh, they smell pretty terrible. So, note to self, don't try to be amorous after a squashing session. So, now we are begging, if there's a God, please, if there's a God, would you please freeze and kill our squash plants and our neighbors' squash plants as well. Another plant that was quite successful in spite of environmental conditions were Ms. Muskete's sweet potatoes. Oh, yeah. Recently, she dug many crazy-shaped tubers from the sweet potato bed, and they are so delicious. The purplish skin hides moist orange flesh that is good any way you cook it. Sweet potatoes are an ancient food, probably from tropical America, is what I read, and they are the genus Ipomea. You recognize that genus from Morning Glories, and that's a Greek word meaning twining worm. That's pretty cute, isn't it? Twining worm. And the species of sweet potatoes is batatas. That's from an indigenous Caribbean Indian. It's a word from the Caribbean Indians for sweet potato. Yeah, yeah. 500 species of Ipomea found around the world in warm tropical regions, and there are 16 species of Ipomea's morning glories found in the wilds of Arizona, many growing from tubers. Please don't dig them up and eat them. But don't we have beautiful native Ipomeas? Yeah, we do, from the huge tubers and flowers of Ipomea longifolia to the small, bright red tubular blooms of the annual Ipomea coccinea. But sweet potatoes, Ipomea batatas, what a great name, is found in gardens in the warm regions of North America. And maybe in a mason jar on a windowsill, a tuber sprouted and clamoring about your kitchen. Oh, that is very cool. The desert is beautiful, my friends, full of wild morning glories, and gardens full of the ancient crop sweet potatoes are quite beautiful, too. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.